chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Well, good morning. Good morning. And thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. What an awesome day it is. I'm so excited to be with you as always. My Wednesdays just are amazing when I spend time with the Dr. Gina's Radio Chat listeners and the guests. It's just my favorite day of the week. So I always look forward to it. I hope you had a wonderful resurrection weekend. Mine was amazing with family, friends. We celebrated people getting baptized. They rose up in resurrection power. I claimed that victory in my life. I hope you did the same thing. It's all about kingdom, you guys, no matter what we desire, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we want, no matter what we think about, it's still kingdom. We are kingdom beings. And, you know, what I've learned is just to surrender to the process of becoming more kingdom, more like Christ, you know, to think like him, to see things the way he sees things, to walk like him. My desires have just so adjusted through the years, and I'm so thirsty for more of him. And I just want to encourage you guys that the more you want of him, the more blessings, the more you desire will manifest. I'm just telling you what I know. God is so, he's so faithful to his promise. Everything we need is in our Father, absolutely, and straight up and foremost. Everything we need, our happiness, our joy, our peace, you know, he provides for everything that we need. And what I love about our Father is that he does exceedingly and abundantly, truly above all that we can ever ask or think. And so whatever we desire, if it's a house, if it's a mate, whatever that thing is, just make sure that you're not using it as a distraction over and having it as an idol over God, because I promise you that even that thing you think you want, he's got even exceedingly better than that. I mean, if you're looking for just a simple place to live, he's got even something greater than that. He's so full of surprises is that he's just looking for the humility of his sons and daughters so he can get all the glory and everything that he blesses us with. He doesn't want us to try to steal his glory and say we did it or this person did it. I got married and that's how that happened, or I connected with this person and that got happened, or I got this education and this degree and that's why it happened, or I got this amount of money and that's why it happened. No, he wants all the glory. So I just encourage you today that if you did lay down with Yeshua this weekend, and you know, from Good Friday to Sunday, and you made up your mind that within that week or in those 3 days that you were rising up with Christ, that you were going to rise up in power, your power rests in the faith and trust in God, that he is your ultimate everything, and that everything you need, everything you desire in your heart, even the things, oh my God, he'll even protect you from the things you think you want and do even better than that. Okay, so he'll do what you desire and do even better, or he won't give you what you desire because it's not his will, and he'll even do better than that. So whatever it is, he's always doing greater and better. So that was just my word of encouragement for you today. I had to tap right into that because it was on my heart. Now the weather, before we get started in our guests. We got a full show today, so I don't want to take up a lot of time. Today in DC, it is 68 degrees. We are going, that's our high. It's going down to 49 degrees. Actually, we're going to be going all the way down in the 30s tonight, and then rising up tomorrow with 55 degrees and sunny. Detroit, you are snowing right now. It says cloudy. 12 p.m. right now, you are at 35 degrees, and your high is going to be 37 degrees. And Richmond, Virginia, you are mostly cloudy, 73 degrees, and that is actually your high today. Jacksonville, Florida, shout out to Kevin Jackson. We're still praying for you and your healing, your whole complete deliverance from all infirmity and sickness in Jesus' name. Jacksonville, Florida, partly cloudy, and you are 75 degrees, and that is actually your high today. Let's see. I want to go to London because I love you, London. Mostly cloudy, 53 degrees, and that is your high. All right. Well, everybody else that I did not mention, I got nothing but love for you. And I just wanted to let you know that. And I hope that you are doing well, whether it's sunny or rather it's rainy or rather it's snowing, cloudy, windy, breezy, whatever. I'm praying that your day is full of joy and peace and being productive today. All right. So listen, today's show, we are so full. I'm so excited. We got Candy West. She is national recording gospel artist, worship leader. Candy West is going to be joining us. Also, we got motivational speaker, preacher, worshiper, singer. Joy Hill is going to be joining us today. Also, my girl Elizabeth Brooks is going to be bringing us 5 minutes of fitness. And I can't forget my co-host, Gina G is going to be bringing us trending tea and also what she say. So you definitely don't want to miss this at all. So listen, I just wanted to tell you, because we got to give a shout out to our sponsors, the Chic Shack. If you've ever seen me in any of my outfits, and I'm talking about any of hosting gigs or any of the speaking engagements or anything that I have gone to the Stella Awards, I was wearing something from the Chic Shack. I love the Chic Shack. You got to check them out at thechicshack.com. You can go on Instagram at thechicshack.com and Facebook, thechicshack.com. And they are at 1230 8th Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C. I love Domencia. She is the owner, the entrepreneur of the Chic Shack. If you want something unique, different, they got vintage. They got all kind of things. She can give you styling tips. You got fashion tips. You can definitely check out Domencia at the Chic Shack. All right. Without further ado, I've got to let you hear a clip of this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful lady. I love her. She is so amazing. Her name is Candy West. You've got to check her out. We're going to hear a clip of her brand new project, and it's going to be good. So stay tuned.
You've been waiting for a breakthrough, and it feels like it just won't come. You've been praying for a miracle, and it feels like it's taking too long. You've been waiting for a change, but you gotta keep holding on. It will work out some way, somehow. 'Cause I believe that God's gonna turn it around. You've been looking for a way out, but you can't find the open door. You've been searching for the answers, and you don't know what you're searching for. You've been praying for a change, hey, but you gotta keep holding on. It will work out some way, somehow. 'Cause I believe that God's gonna turn it around. Hey, you gotta remember, yes you do, it will
work out for the good.
Around Candy West, how are you today?
I'm good, Dr. Gina. Thank you so much. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. Listen, all the listeners I know were blessed by that turnaround, because that spoke so much into my soul right now. I mean, so many people are going through stuff, and it's just such an appropriate word of wisdom and encouragement nowadays, especially when people thought coming in the new year that everything was magically going to be, you know, better and different and, you know, change is going to happen. And a lot of good things have happened, but God is also dealing with us in our inward parts and our, you know, maturing us to be able to withhold and withstand the responsibilities of the blessings that he's releasing in this season. So I love Turn It Around, and I think it should be on everybody's repeat. What made you write it? What was in your spirit when you came up with it?
You know, when I wrote that song, when I was working on it, was my first solo project ever. And when I was writing that song, I actually had some co-writers as well. But when God gave me the song, I was in that place of, okay, God, I'm believing you for greater. I've been praying for some things. I've been waiting for some things. And I'm just going to make a prophetic declaration over my life that my turnaround is coming soon. We all get through those places, those spots in life, as you were saying, you know, we making those declarations coming out of 2017 that 2018 was going to be the year. And let me tell you, honestly, the first 3 months of 2018 for me were purely hell. I went to four.
Come on now.
But it did not stop my declarations. You know, sometimes it felt like the walls are closing in on me. But it really, you know, going through that, it strengthened my faith. It caused me to be more fortified in my gifts and my prayer life. And sometimes, a lot of times, we feel like, you know, the things that we're believing God for, and we do make those declarations, and yes, God is able to fulfill those things and manifest those things. But sometimes they don't come without a fight. Sometimes they don't come without, you know, perseverance. They don't come without persistence. They don't come without prayer. They don't come without fasting. There are some things that we ask God for that take a little bit more than just saying it. There are sometimes we got to put our faith behind it. We've got to put our actions behind it. Sometimes God wants to see how bad do you want it? Are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to turn down your plate? So, you know, and then sometimes the enemy just fights us because he doesn't want us to be blessed. He doesn't want us to be used by God because he knows it, when we are, that the kingdom of darkness is in trouble when we step into our rightful place. I don't want to get started, but yes.
Come on, girl. I want to get started. It's all
that's
right. You know, somebody
that's
needs this. You know what I'm saying? I just love to go with the flow because I love the trend. See, this is the thing. People need truth. And it doesn't matter. You're a worship leader. And it doesn't matter if you're a leader of worship, a leader leading people to Christ. I mean, you know, in the pulpit, preaching, however you lead, as a teacher, apostle, evangelist, bishop, whatever. I mean, the truth is the truth. I mean, you can't hide the truth. Yeah. And if you're going to be a good leader, the best thing is to do is be somewhat transparent. You don't have to let everybody know your deepest, darkest stuff, but keep it real with people because they think that it's a measurement that they cannot reach. And we don't want them to feel that when they feel like they can't breathe and when they feel like they can't move another muscle, that whatever God is doing right now in that season, that they just say, you know what? I can't do this. I'm not like so-and-so. They seem like they got it all together. No, we don't want to do that. I mean, Jesus even asked them in Gethsemane, right, Candy? He said, will y'all pray for me? Why are y'all sleeping? I need y'all to pray for me. I love the honesty. It helps so many more people. So your song, Turn It Around. Go ahead.
No. I was just going to say, you know, I think that's a part of our commission. Our commission is not just to make the faith walk and the faith life to look all, you know, pretty. It's not always pretty. You know, Jesus told the disciples in this life, in this world, you will have tribulation. Mm-hmm. You know, but fret not, for I have overcome them all. I have overcome everything that you will ever experience, every divorce and on failed relationships, getting laid on your job, getting sick in your body, people walking away from you, feeling like you're at the point of losing your mind. I have overcome all of that. And because I've overcome all of that, I've made you an overcomer. And I think a lot of times because people see what we do and we make it look easy. You know, you're saying how, you know, you were dressed to the nines at the Stellar's. But people don't know what it takes for you to be Dr. Gina. People don't know the things that you deal with. And when you have those moments when you're able, when you take the liberty to share some of those things, it helps them to realize, oh, my God, like, they're not exempt of trouble. They're not exempt of challenges. You know, it's a part of our faith walk, and it's just good to let people know, hey, you don't have to be perfect. Sometimes we don't get it right, but the beauty in our relationship with God and being His children and being called sons and daughters is redemption, is forgiveness, is compassion, is love, is grace, is mercy. It's all of that stuff.
And then He has all of that, and all you have to do is not quit. That's the only thing you got to do is just get back up. Just don't quit. If you cry, just keep going. If you stumble, get back up. I mean, just even when you just don't feel like you want to live no more, don't quit. That's all I got to say. Because He offers you all of that. So don't turn away from Him. Keep going, because He knows that you're imperfect, but He still chose you. He knows that.
Yes.
So listen, speaking of all of this preaching that's about to go down on here right now, so you're with the Bishop T.D. Jakes as the worship leader. Please tell us, first of all, how did you even know that worship leading was your call? You know, how long have you been singing, and when did you get in contact? When did God do that divine connection?
Well, I've been singing since the age of 3. I grew up in my grandfather's church in Little Beach Church in West Dallas. My mom was a choir director, and she, you know, noticed the gift in me when I was a little girl, and she just began to raise me up. My mom is an incredible singer as well, and growing up in my grandfather's church, I got my professional start with God's Property, the choir that sang Stomp with Kirk Franklin, and I went from there to singing full-time with Kirk and traveling with him, and I was blessed to tour and travel with Mary Mary and Yolanda Adams and C.C. Winans and record with Fred Hammond, Marvin Sapp, and Myra Butler, and the list goes on and on and on. I've been blessed to have a professional music career for the past 20-plus years.
And
as a background singer and a lead singer. Yeah, and then I launched my first solo project in 2016. And I became a member at the Potter's House in 2008. My worship leading journey didn't start then. You know, I was still just a part of the worship team, just, hey, you need to sing soprano, alto, tenor, you know, and I was the singer that they would call to pull up the rear. You know, I'm the band singer, you know. And then God just began to transform me around 2009, and I'll never forget, I was praying, I was working on some music for a solo project at that time, back in 2009, and I just didn't feel like I was hitting the mark. They were coming up with great lyrics and everything, but I was just like, God, I'm praying, and I'm like, Dr. Gina, I was praying to God saying, hey, God, I want to, you know, I need favor with radio with this music, and I want favor with this and favor with that, and I want to travel, and I want to do this, and I want to do that. And the Holy Spirit said to me, but you never asked me what I'm requiring of you. That's just my world. I'm going to tell you, that turned my world upside down. Because I felt so convicted. I was always taking my request to God, but I never asked God what his request was.
Wow.
Never, until that moment. And that shifted my prayer life. It shifted my relationship with Him. Because I was like, God, I've been dealing with you so one-sided. I've been dealing with you from such a selfish standpoint, you know, and such a self-centered standpoint. Me, 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 give me, answer. And I've never asked you or inquired of you. And that shifted my life. So from there, God began to tell me, you know, and show me that He was leading me down a different path for a season. And from there, I got an opportunity through the Potter's House. There was a pastor that was connected to the Potter's House, and they were looking for a worship leader. And this church was in Birmingham, Alabama. And so the director of worship at that time was a good friend of mine. He was like, hey, sis, I may have an opportunity for you. Would you be interested in leading worship? Would you be interested in relocating? So all these variables, and I was like, okay, I'm open. And one thing led to another. I ended up getting the job in Birmingham, moving to Birmingham. I was there for 4 years. Still under Bishop tutelage, and when I came back to Dallas in 2014, I landed right back in my home church at the Potter's House, and from there, I began to lead worship, and God was moving. I mean, you know, so many lives being changed through that. And, you know, for me as a worship leader, it's never, you know, I learned that it was never about what I did in worship. It was always about, God, how you moved in worship. Because I can have a bad day. I can have a bad day vocally. But if my heart and my gift is surrendered to him, he's going to bless it. You know, I've had terrible vocal days. And
wow.
Like I said, I know I can't worship with my gift. I have to worship with my heart. And God, you've got to bless this. Because there are people's lives that are hanging in the balance for a word through worship or an experience and an encounter through worship. And I may not be physically there. I may not be mentally there. So you've got to breathe on me. You've got to, you know, sing through me, speak through me, move through me. And so it really just transformed my lifestyle just over the years. And so just being a part of the Potter's House, being under Bishop's leadership has tremendously shaped my life, not just as a worship leader, but as an entrepreneur, as a leader, as, you know, in so many different other areas. So it's been a blessing for me.
Well, you got family members like my man, Fred Hammond, who I grew up with. I grew up with him and Raymond Hammond. They all, you know, went to church with me at Greater Grace Temple back in the day. So he's been on the show.
Yes.
And I think they still family at the Potter's House. So that's, I love it. I love the, you know, the family unit and everything. And I've seen you, you know, just allow God to use you as a worship leader. And it was amazing to me, even through just the internet. So I can't even imagine being in that facility, you know, with his presence, just you know, that oh my God, like a cloud just hanging a mist. I mean, it was just, it's just incredible. And I find too that when you're out of yourself and it's more of him, even with ministry, you know, preaching or anything, he gets the best.
Yeah.
I mean, he gives, oh my God, you get the best, you know what I'm saying? Because it's not anything, it's none of you, and it's you barely making it, but here go God pressing through you and, you know, just using you so mightily and just him getting all the glory. So I love that. So we were talking off air, and I really want you to give for a few seconds a word of encouragement to someone who may feel like, well, what if that doesn't happen for me? I don't know anybody, and how would I meet this person? And it seems like there's cliques in churches, and I don't know the pastor, and I don't know the first lady, and I'm not friends with their kids, and I don't know the lady on the, all, you know, the usher board or whatever. I just don't know nobody, and I got a gift. You know, what would you encourage? You know, what's your word of encouragement to that soul or those souls right now that got a gift? They can sing, and I'm not talking about somebody to think you can sing. Now I'm talking about you really can sing, and you just came into you know, I mean, we ain't gonna play, but you know, you got an anointing. You have an anointing. Your household has been transformed. You know, you might be young and your mother is saved now. Your siblings are following Christ because of the anointing on your voice. Your whole demons are trembling and can't even stay in your household. That's the anointing I'm talking about. So I'm talking to somebody right there that have not been seen visibly by any person yet in a church, but you know that there's a call on your life and you're just saying, I don't know how I can get there. Can you give them some words of encouragement?
Absolutely. I would first say to that person, you know, that has that gift, that anointing, that presence in their voice, that presence that just follows them. I mean, when they open their mouth, glory comes out. You know, I want to encourage you to know that your gift will make room for you and it will bring you before great men. But here's the thing, you also have to, you know, don't be afraid to share with people that you do have a gift, or you can sing, or you can write songs, or you can play, or you can dance. You know, sometimes we sit in the back and we just expect for people to just prophetically be able to discern that thing that's hiding in us. And sometimes they can. But sometimes you have to go and introduce yourself to the director of worship at the church, or to that person at the church that may, or go to the open call of auditions, or if you hear it's your church or in your local assembly that there's an event happening and they're looking for an opening act or an artist to open praise and worship. Don't be afraid to make that call. Make that call.
It,
you know, I think a lot of times we feel like, sometimes we just expect God to just fling the door open. He's like, no, daughter, no, son, you got to get up and open the door. You got to get the door. I made the door for you. Now you got to get up and open the chain up and open it and go through it. And so don't be afraid to share what those things that those desires that you have. And another thing that I would say to that person that's been watching other people flourish and watching other people grow in their gifts and thrive in their gifts, be very careful. You know, it's nothing wrong with being inspired by a person's journey, being inspired by what you see, but you never know the cost. Be very careful of coveting that position, that place, that artist, because you see them on the charts and they're anointed, or, you know, they have an album and they're being blessed and millions of people watching their videos on YouTube. You do not know the price that they had to pay to get to where they are. And sometimes we see things and that's a price that we may not be willing to pay. It may be a price that we can't afford. So just ask God, you know these gifts that are in me. God, lead me to the place that will be a safe place for me to release this gift. Lead me to the place where I can express this gift, I can be fulfilled in the release of this gift, and people can be blessed by it. And that is not just for my benefit, but it's for the benefit of your kingdom. And I promise you, just like he did me when I was praying, and he began to, you know, work on my heart and prepare me for what was coming, my gift made room for me, something I didn't even ask for. I didn't ask for an opportunity to go to Birmingham. That door came to me. That door opened to me, and it was a life-changing encounter. And so, trust me when I say, when you begin to ask God to lead you in the way that you should go according to his will, he will certainly do that, and it will be better than anything you could ever imagine. So be encouraged. Remember Hebrews 10:35, do not throw away your confidence, for it will be greatly rewarded. You have need to persevere so that after you have done the will of God, you shall receive what he has promised.
I love it. This is straight from the girl with the funky hair and the super powerful anointing on her life. I love it. My co-host Gina G has a comment. Gina, how are you? Meet Candy West from the Potter's House, Bishop T.D. Jakes worship leader.
Gina. Well, hello, Miss Candy West. First of all, I'm going to just let you know, I remember you from God's property. Because that is...
You do.
I do stand-up comedy, and I come out to stomp. That is my song that I come out to. So I've seen the video many a times. Y'all had them white-collar shirts on. Honey, I know.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to tell you, you just touched me. I know Dr. Gina was saying that this message is for somebody. And the beginning of the message, you know, I was like, okay, well, I'm trying. You know when you're at church and you're trying to pull from the pastor. But the last thing you just said, when you said you never know what someone else went through. You don't know what the struggle that they have to go through to get what they have. And it's something that me and a lot of other comedians suffer with, because we see people succeeding. And, you know, why that opportunity didn't come to me. And I'm just as funny, or I'm just as, you know. So for you to say that, you don't know the cost that they pay to get where they are. So hush up, because you might not have paid the cost. So I really appreciate your word this morning. That really, that encouraged me. So I just want to say thank you, beautiful lady.
Amen.
Well, Candy West,
I want to know, how can everybody reach you and book you and, you know, have you bless the church, girl? How can they find you?
You can go to my website for booking, CandyWestLive.com, and you can hit the book tab, the tour dates, and it'll come up. The book tab will come up. You can book me there. You can follow me on Instagram, BCandyWest, BCandyWest. I'm on Twitter at CandyWest. You can find me everywhere on the internet, and I do respond back. So, but you can definitely hit me on my website, and all my other social media handles are there as well. CandyWestLive.com. Look me up. I'd love to come in. I speak, I teach, I do workshops, I sing, I do worship. Listen, God has endowed me with a great many gifts, and I would be glad to come and bless your house.
Come on now, let God use you in every area possible.
Yes.
Come on now. Well, that is awesome. Listen, I have enjoyed you. Haven't we enjoyed her, Gina G?
Yes.
She was amazing.
Yes, yes, and yes.
Thank you so much for coming on, Dr.
G. I've had a great time.
You are, girl, you are family now. I tell everybody that, you know, the interview was amazing. I know it blessed so many people, and I cannot I wait to hear the fruit of what they were blessed with today. And I'm just excited. I mean, I'm really excited about everybody's future and what God can do. And I'm glad, you know, that people are, we're allowing him to see that you can do so many different things. Just don't put them in a box and you just say, I'll just do one thing. He can just give you just areas of blessings where you could be used in so many different areas, singing, preaching, motivation, fitness. It's all up to you. Can comedy. We can do it all. We can do all things through Christ.
Yes.
So listen, go ahead and go on our social media. We're going to follow you, Candy West.
Yes.
I know you're going to follow us back. Can't wait. And so we can find out what is going on in your day to day. But again, you're always welcome. Anytime something's coming up or whatever, call me up. You're always welcome to come back on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Thank you so much, Dr. Gina. You are the bomb.com. Great talking to you, Gina G. God bless you, lady. Thank you. Blessings to you. We need a drop with her saying that, Dr. Gina.
We need to drop with the Dr. Gina bomb.com. Go ahead, Candy. Hook us up. I like that. Doug is waiting on you right now. And we're going to go ahead and transition. Until next time, Candy, I can't wait till we come across paths again. I look forward to it.
And me too. Thank you so much. You be blessed.
All right, you too. Okay, so Gina G, what is going on with What She Say? I know we're going to shift gears. We got a lot of show today. What's going on with What She Say, girl?
Well, we're going to shift gears. Now, What She Say is going to be on a hold today because, look, Dr. Gina, it's some juice. It's some tea out here that's just boiling over. And I don't know if you know about it, but I got to let the folks know what's going on. Can the tea be spilled today?
Yeah.
Okay. So now you know today marks the 50-year anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King's assassination. So 50 years ago today, we lost Dr. King. He was shot at the hotel in Memphis, which, of course, is still, you know, one crime that they say is never solved. But we all know the FBI. We all know what happened to Dr. King. But we just want to celebrate him today on 50 years of his assassination. You know, he's the reason why our kids can go to school with different races, and we can mix and mingle. So we definitely want to send out some love to Dr. King. You know, he just lost his wife.
Mandela lost his wife.
Yes, we lost Miss Mandela 2 days ago. So we definitely just some of the greats, just some of the people that have molded America into a positive life. Now, I don't know if you know who Channum Tatum is. You know who Channum Tatum is? Honey,
no.
Channum Tatum is from Step It Up. He has done the movies where the male, one of the hottest guys in Hollywood is getting a divorce. So, child, I'm letting you know that these women in Hollywood are lined up outside his door. So add some What She Say, because What She Say is going to say, leave this man alone. This man the ink ain't even dried on his divorce papers yet. And this woman sending him all kind of underwear. I mean, they sending him everything, Dr. Gina. So
what
I can't throw
about?
That in there. Honey, Channum Tatum, I'm going to show you, I'm going to send you a nice little photo of what this young man looks like. And you're going to be like, oh, okay. But
he's going to step it up.
He's done all the step it up. But I'm telling you, he is a very handsome young man. And he's Magic Mike. That's the name of the movie, you know, Magic Mike with him, Matthew McConaughey. But, honey, these women are sending this man all kind of stuff in the mail, and the ink ain't even dry on the divorce papers yet. Ladies, we cannot be that thirsty. Well, we can't even wait for the man for the relationship to go sour so we can jump in. So we just going to say, calm down. Now, Fabulous is a rapper. He's a very known rapper. But I don't know if you know that he has domestic abuse, his wife, and it's on camera, and he's actually punching. You know, it's not a slap. I mean, this is a physical, all-out war with his wife, and it's all over social media. And The Game, which is a rapper from Los Angeles, he commented that, you know, social media will make things out to be, you know, so bad, and, you know, no one cares about his kids going through this because he has two boys and a daughter. And people are going crazy about his comment because they're saying, what you talking about? You're not talking about the fact that he's beating up on his wife. You know, you're talking about social media. So this is what plays when it comes to reality and social media. And I know everybody wants their social media to be popping and, you know, it's the way of life, but it's honestly ruining people's lives. Mm. So social media is ruined this man's life because now his kids are involved. You know, so it took a small, you know, it's not small because domestic violence, no one should be going through it. But it took that small thing there and it just blew it. You know, now his kids are old enough to see all this going on and people are so mad at the game talking about you shouldn't be on here, you know, standing up for this guy because he's abusing his wife. So it's kind of, you know, what do you do? Do you talk about the fact that now his children don't have a father, or do you talk about the domestic violence? So it's social media can make or break, you know, people's lives is basically what people are trying to say. But it's a lot going on out here, Dr. Gina. I'm telling you. But we know that Trump is calming his little self down, and he's talking to, you know, China, and he's trying to work through Russia. So our prayers might be working, y'all. So just keep on praying for America. Keep on throwing the holy water on Trump and all the thoughts that you can, because we working on it. So that's being worked on. But all in all, everything is just social media. I want you guys to just be mindful for the things that you post. You know, try not to post your body, ladies. Fellas, you know, stop trying to slide in women's DMs and giving them such discouraging and nasty things in their inbox. So what she say and a T actually kind of tied together, Dr. Gina. So thank you for letting me
chit-chat. I see that today. Well, it works out because we got Joy Hill coming up soon. We don't want to miss this interview at all. But at first, we got Elizabeth coming up, but we got to take a commercial break. And thank you so much, Gina G, for that T and what she say. I couldn't agree with you more. All of it is, I don't have nothing to say about what you said. Okay, let's go straight on to the commercial break, and we will be right back with Elizabeth Brooks with 5 minutes of fitness.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things that's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hey everybody, this is Lucinda Moore and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm walking in my favor.
All right. Well, listen, I got Salon Dewan all on my mind. If you want the glam hair and virgin hair, all textured hair products, everything is so incredibly beneficial to your hair, you got to check out Salon Dewan. Dewan at 202-802-3098. Again, 202-802-3098. Check her out, man. I love her. She does everything, nails and and lashes and eyebrows and hair products, everything you need to get glammed up, you got to check out Dawan at Salon Dawan. Again, her number is 202-802-3098. All right, Elizabeth Brooks, we got 5 minutes of fitness. Come on, girl, what you got for us today?
Hey, Gina, how's it going?
Hey, we got Gina G on too. Hey.
How are you guys doing? Listen, you know, fitness begins with correct thinking. That's my thing. And I want to challenge us all with our cardio today. You know, a lot of people, even if they're not doing almost any other exercise, they're doing some kind of cardio, whether that's biking or swimming or running. And I want to reintroduce to some and remind others about the jump rope today. So I have this big thing. You know, I used to do, you know, amateur kickboxing, and jump rope is like an essential part of our workout. But most people just forget that this is an incredible, simple tool that can be used to help elevate your heart rate and give you a great cardiovascular workout. Remember what cardiovascular means. Cardio means heart. Vascular refers to the lung. And I just wanted to reintroduce people and talk about some of the benefits of jump roping. Do you know, everybody, that when you jump rope, you can burn between 10 to 16 calories per minute? Even for some people who run, they don't burn that many calories. So if you did that, you can burn up to 480 calories in a half hour just jumping rope. What I love about the jump rope is that it is so simple. It also is amazing for agility and quickness. So when we talk about agility, we're talking about speed, your ability, foot planting, foot mobility, foot movement, foot coordination. That's what we're talking about when we talk about agility. And jump rope can really help with that. It really does help improve eye-hand coordination. One of the other things that is a great benefit to jumping rope is it helps improve bone density. Research has shown that when people who jump rope have higher levels of bone density than people who either ride stationary bikes and who do the elliptical. So I know those are two tools that a lot of people like to use in their cardio workouts, and there's nothing wrong with the elliptical and nothing wrong with the bike. But what we want to do is make sure we're improving on our intensity level. Some of our workouts are very low intensity, and you get higher benefits from your exercise when you are working at higher intensity. The other amazing thing about the jump rope is because it does work on eye-hand coordination, it's good for your brain, your mental capacity, as well as your physical capacity. So I was doing a circuit with one of my classes today, and I had them circuiting in 5 minutes jump rope, then we did 4 minutes, 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute, then we went down to 90 seconds of interval jump roping. Is a really great tool for your physical body, but all of that coordination, when you change your jump rope stance from skipping to, you know, switching, you know, high knee jogs, there are so many different variations on jump roping, and because it's so spontaneous, it really does help help with brain activity and mental acuity. So I really want to encourage people to jump rope for all of those reasons. And finally, it's all about the money, everybody. Jump ropes are very, very affordable. They're really, really inexpensive. You can get a jump rope if you go out here to any of these sports stores, Modell's, Sports Authority, any kind of store like that. You can get a jump rope for as little as $3. It's really amazing. There are definitely more expensive jump ropes. There are jump ropes that will count the number of jumps that you take. You know, those jump ropes tend to run into the $20 range. But just a simple speed rope is a really, really affordable exercise tool. $3, okay? $3, you really can't beat that. $3 is cheaper than most people in their running gear. You know, you buy a decent pair of running shoes and you spend over $100 for that. So I just wanted to highlight the jump rope today as one of those perfect exercise tools. Not only that, but it's so compact. You can take it anywhere you go. You go to your hotel room, you just move those chairs out of the way and do some jump rope in your room. throw some push-ups in there, and there you go. You got an interval. So, you know, I want us to continue to think correctly about fitness, change up our cardio workouts. We want to work our heart and lungs, but we want to mix it up. We want to keep those workouts intense, and I can't think of a better, higher-intensity exercise workout than jumping rope. So that was my tip for you guys today. You know, go pick up a jump rope. And Gina, sometimes I see you in here in the gym with your jump rope. I'm really proud of you. Keep that jump roping going.
Absolutely. You know I love it. I love whatever. I'm going to have Gina G in there next week now. She's going to be with me, rolling with me now.
Yes,
so.
Yes I will.
I'm going to put together a special class for you two.
Yes, we're gonna record and everything, so it's gonna be good because it's gotta be, you know, because we gotta take pictures and stuff for everybody to see us together on Dr. Gina's radio chat when I post and stuff. So this is gonna be great. We'll be in Elizabeth's class 3 times in the week, so you better bring your best tennis shoes and your outfit. But I love it,
right. And you better eat the carbs.
Exactly.
Just have me some oxygen on standby, please.
Okay, you can roll that in. I'll let you put that in the corner just in case you
Listen,
might need it.
You'll
be all right. You're going to be all right.
It's people our age and 80 years old taking Elizabeth class. So listen, if they can do it, you can, youngin'. So we got
all right, fine.
She said, all right, fine. All right, tell everybody, Elizabeth, where you can be reached.
You all can reach me at ebrooks@thinkingcorrectly.com or at www.thinkingcorrectly.com. That's the website. I love you guys.
Love you. Have a
all
wonderful
right,
have a
day.
I can't wait to see you soon. Love
Bye,
you, dog. Big sis.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right, listen, we are going right into Joy Hill's interview. I had to save this for the, oh my God, because it was just such an powerful interview. I love this woman of God. She is beautiful. Her testimony is of liberation and so much. I don't even want to talk too much. Her new project is Glory. Please take a listen to that. And right after that, we're going to go right into her interview.
I see your glory. I see your face. I feel your presence here in this place. Behind the veil, Lord, is where I'm dwelling. For in your presence, I am free. I see your glory. I see your face.
Now joining me is Miss Joy Hill. I am Joy Hill. I'm so excited about having her on the show today. I could not wait until this moment because she is such a breath of fresh air. If you have not heard of her, you're going to hear about her right now. I'm telling you, this lady is so anointed. She has been known all over the nation as a worship leader to so many. T.D. Jakes at the Potter's House, Dallas, Denver, everywhere. She's toured with Kirk Franklin and so many more. Welcome, 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 Miss Joy Hill.
Thank
How are you?
Thank you, Dr. Gina. I'm doing great. I'm so honored for this wonderful invitation. Thanks for having me today.
Well, I am glad to have you here because your story, I've heard your testimony. You've been on Erica Campbell, Get Up with Erica Campbell, and so many other interviews, and I've heard and I've listened, and God has just really allowed me the opportunity to really tap into those interviews, and I just could not resist the opportunity to have you come on Dr. Gina's radio chat because your ministry, I mean, of liberation and freedom is just so special. And ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a part two, an A and a B and a one and a two, so you got to stay tuned because there's so much
substance to this woman of God. So listen, you start your worship leader. Can you tell the listeners, when did you discover your anointing to worship and lead people into worship?
Well, it really started when I was a teenager. I was raised in Boston, Massachusetts. My parents were missionaries, and they became pastors. And my mom used to do prison ministry, so she would take me into maximum security prison to minister to the women there. And that's where it started. And I started seeing people be affected, you know, people crying and worshiping. And I'm like, wow, there's something there. And it just continued to grow. And I had a love to, you know, I called myself kind of the spiritual Pied Piper, if you will. You know, you lead them, they'll follow. And I just saw something about people going into God's presence, and it just became a passion of mine to take them there, because I'm telling you that scripture that says, in his presence is fullness of joy, and at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. It's like, if you can get to that place, you know, people say that happy place, that's my happy place, Dr. Gina, is God's presence. And so that has been my objective, that has been my goal, that has been my purpose in life, is to help people get to that happy place. They don't need drugs, they don't need a person, you know, they don't need any kind of substance to get to a happy place. Jesus is the happy place.
Wow. And I have to go here, because I just feel like you're so transparent with your testimony and everything, because your heart, I can hear your heart and love for that place and that in the presence of God. How do you keep it authentic and pure? You know, with so much temptation going on around, and this is for a lot of the listeners who may have seen certain things in the gospel industry and the, you know, worship and, you know, some maybe some tainted things. How can you advise them that when whatever their first love was with God, how can you direct them to maintain that? What suggestions would you give them to keep it authentic and pure as possible?
Well, one thing, it's got to be a lifestyle. You know, it's nothing, you know, being a worship leader, that's just one part of what I am, but I am a worshiper. Being a worship leader
right.
and being a worshiper are two different things. And so, first and foremost, I'm a worshiper, you know, and so that's
wow.
something that I do on a daily basis. I do it all day long, just like how the scriptures say pray without ceasing. Well, I worship without ceasing. I sing all day long. I tell them how much I love them all day long. I tell them how grateful I am all day long, you know, throughout my day. And it just has to become a part of your lifestyle. I don't wait for trouble to hit then to worship God. You know, by then it's kind of too late. It's kind of like you got to think of it like a bank account, you know. You got to deposit, 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 deposit. And so I'm continually depositing praise, continually depositing worship and glory to God. So when those times of trouble come, and they're going to come, you know, he's a very present help in time of trouble. So, you know, the Bible says you call on him and he will answer, but I do it on a daily basis. It's really a lifestyle, Dr. Gina. So that's what I would really advise people to do, is just to practice it. Just like how you know, when you're working out, you have to strengthen those muscles. You got to work on this, your abs one day and your legs another day. And that's what you do even with your relationship with God. You pray one day and then you maybe come fast another day and you spend time really in his presence another day. Just, it's all continually. It's a lifestyle.
I think that is so, so imperative for people to really grasp that, because, you know, it keeps you centered, you know, and I think about, I'm looking at your bio and I see, you know, you've done some amazing things. God has really connected you and networked you and validated you and opened doors to you. I mean, Daystar Television, TBN, Women Thou Art Loose. Everybody knows about TD Jakes, Women Thou Art Loose, and the MegaFest conferences. And you've gone to churches all over the world, London, the Ukraine.
Yeah.
South of Africa, New Zealand, Australia, you've gone everywhere. And so to keep you grounded, you know, and accountable, it's not about a performance. It is a lifestyle and a relationship with God. And I think
that,
so
people
important.
Saw, people could see that, people could see my passion for God. I think that's what opened the door for me. You know, people saw me as a worshiper and a worship leader and could help take people into the presence of God. But while doing it, I began to exhort, I began to encourage, I began to incorporate scriptures in my quote-unquote worship sets, you know, and then we discovered there was a preacher down on the inside of me, too. So it's like, that
wow,
opened up my
yeah.
worship leading, opened me up to the preaching world, and I'm a teacher-preacher.
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Let's talk about the teaching, Yeah. So now God is expanding your territory. You're more than just a lovely psalmist. You are a preacher boldly teaching the gospel, which I love, because when you say preacher, a preacher that teaches, it really lets me know that God is, you know, that you're not, that you're the type of teacher that is given explanation and revelation.
Yes.
And that is nice. Yes. And relaxing, and people can grasp it and it's,
yes,
digesting. And yeah, I got you. I'm right there with you.
Yes.
And we'll,
yes,
and we'll leave it at that.
I need substance. I'm not going to hoop and holler and spit all over people.
Yeah,
no,
that's what I was saying. Yeah. I'm not that type of preacher either. So, sister to sister, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
I'm not,
yes,
that. I'm not that. I don't. I can't. Yeah, I can't.
I
don't
me.
Do it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I need substance. I need,
exactly,
meat. You know, I'm not trying to give puree potatoes. I'm trying to give some steak and some, you know, some substance. From the word.
Basically, you're trying to give a meal and not a snack and a treat, and you really want them,
correct,
to feel and taste the word of God and not watch,
yes,
the action. You want them to digest.
If I could sum up my thing, my theme of all of my messages, there's an underlying theme, Dr. Gina, and it's one of deliverance. And I did not know that all these years that I've been preaching and teaching words of deliverance, I was preaching and teaching to myself. You know, I was depositing things in my own spirit so that when my storm hit, and when I tell you it hit, man, I had to stand on all those messages that I preached, all those songs that I sung, had no idea it was coming. When it was a tsunami. And when it hit,
wow,
I had nothing to hold on to. I would replay my message. I would hear myself, literally, hear myself preaching back to myself.
And this is so, so amazing how God can compare, you know, prepare you for your storm. And I want to get into that in part two. I wanted to just,
okay,
kind of focus on, because that's a great setup, because I want them to hear this powerful testimony. It is so amazing. But this woman right here has gotten so much of her strength from God. And I hope that this is empowering women and men, that whatever, wherever you are in ministry, you got to continue to hold on. Wouldn't you agree with that, Joy?
Yes.
No matter what,
yes,
just continue to,
absolutely,
hold on, that God has not left you, he has not abandoned,
yes,
you, that everything
not
is a process, that he,
right,
works, he works all things out for good to complete,
absolutely,
the good work that he started in us. And we always,
yes,
sometimes think that we're finished, right? We think because,
absolutely,
we've gone here, or we've done this, or we've preached there, that obviously we have arrived. But how many know, and I know you know, that God has a whole nother season of some kind of peeling back, or, you know, squeezing out or pulling out?
Yeah.
I tell you.
Yeah, but he prepares us. He prepares us for, and people have to realize that there's purpose even in your pain. There's,
yes,
healing even in your hurt. You can still be whole when you're going through your hurt. And I'm telling you, that going back to that worship and the messages and stuff that I preach and sing, it has sustained me. It really has.
Wow.
Had I been empty, I wouldn't have had anything to stand on. But it's my rock, it's my foundation. You know, that song that says, on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. He really has been the rock that I have stood on. Because
all
the other stuff, I would have sunk. All the other, I would have drowned, Dr. Gina, had it not been for the Lord on my side. I would have really, I would have been.
Girl, sometimes you feel like you can't even breathe. You're so choked up.
Woo.
I mean, it takes the very breath, listen, of him to give you life for another day. Each and every day, breathe,
yeah,
into me. You know,
yeah,
tell us about, because we gotta get into that. But I want everybody to know about your new project. What you're working on?
Okay.
What's out now? What's happening with that? Tell us about that.
Well, actually, you know what? I'm working on some new stuff, but right now I'm still working my other stuff, because everybody hasn't heard me still yet. They haven't heard all of,
wow,
me yet.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I'm still working on projects that I did in the past, and I did an EP about 3 years ago, but the whole world hasn't heard it yet, so I'm still working it, you know?
Well, we're ready to hear it, girl. It's new then. It's still,
yeah,
new. You said 3 years ago, death, burial, resurrection, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, it's brand
Come
new,
on.
And it's right on time.
Yeah. It may seem old to me, but it's new to still so many people. So I'm grateful that my music has still remained relevant, because worship is timeless. Worship is, you know, is considered a classic. You know, when you're talking about God, when you're singing to God, when you're singing about His goodness and His grace and His faithfulness and His mercy and His grace, I mean, that's timeless.
It's so amazing.
That's the message of my music. And I'm so grateful to have had the wonderful platforms. I'm so grateful that God gave me the platforms that I did to, you know, prepare me and propel me to where I am even now and where I'm going to continue to go. People like, you know, Bishop Jakes, I really give honor to him and that ministry that they put me on a huge stage and a huge platform to be able to sing before thousands, tens of thousands of women and men,
absolutely,
you know, to lead them into God's presence. And Kirk Franklin, I got an opportunity to sing with him. I've sung with Israel Houghton. I mean, God has just really given me wonderful opportunities to sing with great men and women, and written for people like Vicky Yohe, things like that. And that was through the relationship with CeCe Winans that I have. And I've got some great support in the music industry, but just never pushed and really gave it 150%. And I'll tell you why in part two.
Yeah, you got to tell us why. Because listen, that's where we're going to tap into the motivational speaker. Like she said, she's a preacher, she's a worship leader, a worshiper, a businesswoman, a mother. She got two sons. She got it going on. Mm-hmm. Beautiful woman of God. How can they follow you? Oh, first, before we do that, I just got to share how important worship is for people that don't know. When I was at service yesterday, I was in my worship. I'm just doing my thing because, listen, I could spend a night, a lifetime on the pulpit. If God would allow me to just lay there on that pulpit for days and days, I wouldn't move because I just love being in His presence, and I don't care who's watching me. I don't even think about all of that. I'm really, really wanting to, like, leap up into heaven and have Him give me a big hug and then hold me until He's ready to release me. That's exactly what I'm looking for when I go into worship. And this lady came up to me, and she was like, I love your worship. It's so encouraging. It's so encouraging. And I was like, wow, God, you never know who's watching you when you make it about Him. Because you know what? He draws all men unto him through us as vessels. You know, so whatever we're doing is to be unto God so He can get the glory you know, through you. And people will want to get closer to Him because they see you and they see Him through you. So I just wanted to share that.
A blessing. That's a blessing.
So how can everybody follow you and get in touch with you on social media, whatever, email, booking, all of that?
Yeah, well, on all of my social media platforms, it's the same. It's I Am Joy Hill. That's for Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So I Am Joy Hill. And then my website is www.iamjoyhill@gmail. Oh, that's my email. I'm sorry.
IamJoyHill.com. IamJoyHill.com. All right,
that's
you guys.
Website.
Well, listen. This is part one. You got to tune in next week so you can hear part two of this powerful testimony from this beautiful motivational speaker, empowerment lady. Empowerment powerhouse God has used to send to help set the captives free. You got to stay tuned for that. All right? And we'll thank you so much, Joy Hill. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Dr. Vina.
Thank you.
Well, all right. That was the interview with Joy Hill. Didn't that bless you, Gina?
You sure did. I'm just excited about what God is doing for us queens. I love it.
I'm telling you, this has been such an amazing, amazing show. I'm telling you, it was a power pack and full of encouragement and worship. Worship, worship, worship.
Worship.
Just praising God. Gina, where are you going to be at this week? I know you got some stuff going on tomorrow and what's going on with you?
I do. You can find me every Thursday down at Chef Eddie's, which is the number one Orlando soul food restaurant down by the Amway Center, downtown Orlando. And on Saturday, I'll be in Panama City Beach down there with Nikki Carr and Joe Neal. We're going to have a great time. I'm going to use that as like a mini vacay work day. It's supposed to be nice down there.
A mini vacay work day. I know that's right. Girl, go
I'm
ahead
excited
and make
about
it work
that.
In all kind of ways. And then you'll be here in D.C. next week.
I'm so excited. I cannot wait. I'm going to go to the airport a day early and wait for my flight. What you got going on, sis?
Girl, I have football and I have work. That's what I have going on this week. Nothing special until you come in town and we got to check out all the comedy. I'm going to be living in comedy world next week. So I'm excited about learning that side of the game and see how it's going and all of that and see you do your performance. So I'm excited. We got a full week when you get here. So I'm just going to take it easy and spend time with Emmanuel and take him to his practices. And it's all about him right now. So
Okay.
That's where I'm
good
at.
Good mommy.
Yeah. So how can everybody follow you, Gina?
You guys can follow me on social media, of course, which is Instagram, Gina G. Too Funny, that's G-I-N-A-G, Too and Funny, and on Facebook, Gina D, Too Funny, but it's T-O-O Funny on Facebook. They won't let you use numbers.
Well, you all know, you all guys are helping me with Instagram, so keep on the good work. I want you guys to follow me on Instagram, Gina R. Prince, at Gina R. Prince. Follow me there. I'm on Twitter, Gina R. Prince as well. And go on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Facebook. I see y'all checking in on that. You know, numbers, I want to go a little more, so go ahead and support. And don't forget, you got to just keep up with everything so you can know what we got going on in between shows and whatnot. You know, that's what it's all about. We want to stay connected with you. We want to communicate with you and all that. So if you follow us, we'll follow you. All right. Listen, we love you, you guys. This was an amazing show. Thank you so much, Candy West. Thank you so much, Joy Hill. And thank you, Elizabeth Brooks. And you know, I love my sister. My co-host, Gina C, voted number one female comic in Florida. About to be in the nation because she all over the place, going to Chicago and D.C. and Miami and this one and that one. She's going everywhere.
And I love you.
Well, this is my sister. All right, you guys, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Until next time, we are loving you always right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next time, bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.